92.94. My number here's a snippet of topicality that's doesn't do him a lot of good now, but a neurology expert says Abraham Lincoln might have survived being shot in the head if he had better doctors around him. Yep, Richard Fraser, the professor of surgery at New York Hospital, Cornell Medical Center, says many people of that day survived greater wounds than Lincoln received. But he says the damage to the 16th president was compounded by doctors probing his head for the bullet. How do you like that? So instead of, I guess some people you hear about it, they leave fragments in their skull and go through life. These docs were in there probing around trying to find the bullet that was in there, and they turned them into soup, for God's sakes. Who the hell were these doctors?
Wait a minute. You lame brains can't do anything right, can you? Get up over here. Come on. Get over there. You come over here. Now, get to work.
That's it. Probe for the bullet.
Second. Let me have that wrench.
Wrench?
Let me have it, you imbeciles.
Man, how do you like that? In this article that the guy wrote, not only did Lincoln possibly check out when he didn't have to, but Presidents James Garfield and William McKinley also got substandard medical treatment after they were shot. Both died of infection, not the wounds they received from the assassin's bullet. How do you like that? Fine kettle of fish. Well, I